AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A 61-year-old man who steered his tiny helicopter onto the west lawn of the U.S. Capitol after flying through restricted airspace around the National Mall is in custody.
Charlotte Richardson thought it was a drone.
It sounds just a bit like a lawnmower.
It turned out to be a tiny helicopter with one person inside.
This is a man that knew how to fly the machine that he was in, and he looked like he had a plan.
A postal carrier from Florida, Doug Hughes, says he was delivering letters to all 535 members of Congress to draw attention to campaign finance corruption. House Homeland Security Committee Chair Michael McCaul says if the aircraft had gone much closer to the Capitol, authorities were ready to shoot it down. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A reporter for the Tampa Bay Times says Hughes discussed his plan in advance with the newspaper. Ben Montgomery told the Associated Press the mailman flew to Washington from the vicinity of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, about an hour north of the Capitol. A Senate aide says Capitol Police knew of the plan shortly before Hughes took off. A spokesman for the Secret Service says the agency interviewed Hughes in October 2013 after obtaining information from a concerned citizen about an individual who wanted to land an aircraft on the grounds of the Capitol or the White House. Secret Service spokesman Brian Leary says the information was shared with Capitol Police and a thorough investigation was conducted. Former New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez will spend the rest of his life in prison about a mile from the stadium where the Pats play football. The sister of the man Hernandez killed says she's relieved by the life sentence without parole.
It's a great day today. It's awful, painful day because we still have to relive the fact that we are here for him.
This is AP Radio News. New York City's best-known dessert is heading to out-of-state ovens.
Is it still New York cheesecake if it's made in New Jersey? Junior's, the Brooklyn landmark celebrated for what one food critic labeled edible ivory, is about to find out. The 64-year-old restaurant has bought a bakery about 75 miles to the southwest in Burlington, New Jersey. Come July, all of its cheesecakes will be made there. Alan Rosen, grandson of the founder, says he couldn't afford a facility this good in New York, and he promises the cheesecakes, sold in the restaurants, in shops, and by mail order will be just as good. Maybe, because the batter will get to the oven faster in the new place, even better. Warren Levinson, New York.
Federal regulators today approved an early closure of commercial sardine fishing off the coast of California, Oregon, and Washington to prevent overfishing and the kind of collapse that led to the demise of Cannery Row, John Steinbeck's novel of the same name set in Monterey, California. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.